Audacity. Antigua and Barbuda are about to be told the country's election date. They'll be no before Christmas. That and more developments in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. The people of Antigua and Barbuda were told on Thursday to expect the country's next general election to be announced next week, 6 days before Christmas. More from Observer Radio.
The much-anticipated date for the next general election could be revealed in a matter of days. This according to Information Minister Melford Nicholas during this morning's post-cabinet media briefing. Nicholas's announcement, he says, could possibly be made during the Antiguan Barbuda Labour Party's campaign launch next Monday.
Isn't that you know, even I, as one of the Prime Minister's trusted deputies, can't say with any certainty what the final date will be, but I think it is fair to say anybody who studies politics would know that at such an auspicious event, it is more than likely that the Prime Minister will announce the date that he has indicated to the Governor General, by which he will wish to prorogue the Parliament, and a couple of things will follow from that. A writ will have to be issued and proclamation from the Governor General, and of course the nomination date, and of course ultimately the date for the elections.
The ABLP campaign launch is scheduled to commence at 7 p.m. at the party's headquarters on Nugent Avenue and will feature guest performances from local acts. Nicholas also voiced confidence that based on the party's track record, they should be successful in securing a third straight term.
There are many areas where the government can claim successes and can claim that it has performed. And the Prime Minister likes to indicate that it is the best performing administration since we became an independent nation. And I share in that belief as well.
Tobago's democracy at stake, contends PDP leader Watson Duke, reports TV6.
PDP leader Watson Duke, speaking on his social media page on Monday, said in an address titled Power Without Responsibility that the situation that now exists in the THE is a sad day for democracy.
Trinidad, I call upon you for help. I call upon you to participate in the affairs of Tobago. Let us not allow Farley and his friends to steal the democratic right and the democratic will of Tobagonians.
He reiterated that independents are not who the people of Tobago voted for.
They never voted for independence. Independents never campaigned. Independents never spent resources. They spoke on a PDP platform. They had PDP banners. They wore PDP jerseys. And 1 year later, because I call upon them to follow the mandate or to leave, they choose to leave and become independent rather than following the mandate.
He said he is yet to receive a response to a letter he sent to THA presiding officer Abby Taylor, dated December 7th, calling on her to declare the seats of Chief Secretary Farley Augustine and members of his administration vacant.
I'm yet to receive a response in the form of a letter from her. More or less, I expect her to do the honorable thing and to vacate those seats.
Elizabeth Williams, TV6 News.
In Guyana, a young attorney killed in suspected murder-suicide on Wednesday. The tragic news was reported by Guyana News Source.
The lifeless bodies of State Counsel Asasha Ramzan and her partner Peter Charles were found in a parked Nissan X-Trail SUV along the roadway in Bell West Canal No. 1 on the West Demerara. Police sources have indicated that both bodies bore gunshot wounds. The woman's body bore 2 gunshot wounds, while the man's body bore just 1. Investigators believe the young attorney was shot dead by the man who later turned the gun on himself. His body was found in the driver's seat, while the woman's body was in the front passenger seat. The two were both dressed in working attire. The couple shared a relationship for a number of years and lived together. While the attorney was attached to the chambers of the attorney general, the boyfriend worked as a barber. Friends of the young attorney have told News Source that the news of their deaths is shocking and unbelievable, since the two appeared very deep in love and there were hardly any signs of a problem in their relationship.
The High Court in Barbados this week struck out colonial-era laws that criminalized gay sex. Reporting on the development, the BBC said the previous laws, while rarely invoked, demanded a life sentence for those found guilty of having consensual same-sex relations. Barbados is the third Caribbean nation to make similar reforms this year. Activists and members of the LGBTQ plus community who have fought for the change welcomed this week's ruling. Eastern Caribbean Alliance for Diversity and Equality said on Twitter the ruling, quote, consolidates the rights of all Barbadians to privacy and freedom of expression and impacts LGBTQ plus people across the Eastern Caribbean. In a statement, Barbados Attorney General Dale Marshall said Justice Mitchell Weeks issued the ruling on Monday, concluding that two sections of the 1992 Sexual Offences Act were unconstitutional. In short, the ruling means we can no longer prosecute persons under these two sections, he said, adding that charges for offences relating to consensual gay sex could no longer be maintained. Meanwhile, St. Lucia has taken note by the court decision made in Barbados. Here's DBS TV News.
The Eastern Caribbean Alliance for Diversity and Equality is hopeful that a recent ruling by the Supreme Court of Barbados to strike down buggery laws will see a similar action being taken here.
We are very happy to see the courts coming to this decision, as it's a stepping stone in understanding, in recognizing the citizens that actually identify as LGBT.
Supreme Court of Barbados on Tuesday delivered the ruling which made laws making buggery a criminal offense null and void in Barbados.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.